Hey everyone, Brooklyn Wesson here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in. You know that feeling when you're on top of your game, crushing it, and then suddenly bam. That nagging voice whispers you're not good enough. They'll figure you out any minute now. Yeah, imposter syndrome, that sneaky saboteur we all battle from time to time. But guess what? We're gonna tackle this beast head on and leave it in the dust. Today, we're diving deep into overcoming imposter syndrome and building that unshakable confidence you deserve. Why is this so important? Because feeling good about yourself isn't just about vanity, it's about unleashing your full potential. It's about showing up authentically and owning your awesomeness. So, let's break down 5 powerful hacks to help you slay that imposter syndrome monster once and for all. Number 1, recognize the beast. Seriously, acknowledge it. Don't try to pretend it doesn't exist. Every time those negative thoughts creep in, you're not smart enough, you got lucky, or they'll see right through you, call them out for what they are. Just thoughts, not facts. You wouldn't believe everything your friends said after a 3-day bender, right? Same goes for those imposter syndrome whispers. Number 2, reframe your perspective. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm not good enough, flip that script. Say something like, I am learning and growing. Or every challenge is an opportunity to learn and improve. Shift your focus from perceived shortcomings to areas of progress and potential. Number 3, celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments. Did you finish a tough project? Ace that presentation? Order the perfect coffee at your favorite place, because sometimes, those tiny victories matter. Give yourself credit. Remember, self-compassion is key here. Don't wait for someone else to tell you how awesome you are. Celebrate your own achievements. Number 4, surround yourself with positive vibes. You know that saying, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. It's true. Seek out people who lift you up, support your dreams, and believe in your abilities. Distance yourself from those negative Nancys who drain your energy and fuel those imposter syndrome flames. And finally, number 5, embrace vulnerability. It takes courage to show up authentically, even when you feel like an imposter. Remember, everyone feels insecure sometimes. Sharing your struggles with trusted friends or mentors can be incredibly liberating and help you realize that you're not alone in this journey. Ever felt like you were faking it until you made it? Like you were just waiting for the real you to show up? That's imposter syndrome talking. But here's the thing, there's no real you waiting in the wings. You are enough right now, exactly as you are. Think about that time you nailed a tough presentation or finally conquered that fear. Did you feel like an imposter then? Probably not. Because when we're focused on our strengths and celebrate our accomplishments, those imposter syndrome whispers fade into the background. So how do you start building that unshakable confidence? First, acknowledge your wins, big and small. That promotion? That delicious home-cooked meal? Celebrate it. Second, surround yourself with people who believe in you and lift you up. And finally, don't be afraid to embrace vulnerability. Sharing your struggles can actually strengthen your connections and help you realize that you're not alone. Remember, confidence isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up authentically and believing in yourself, even when things get tough. You got this. Now go out there and rock it. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode, what strategies have helped you overcome imposter syndrome. Hit us up in the comments or share this episode with a friend who might need a little boost of confidence. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.